You're listening to SBS News.
Tributes to and reflections upon the life of the late Queen Elizabeth II continue on every continent. In the British Overseas Territory of Gibraltar, there was a queue to sign the condolence book. One resident, John Cortez, says the sheer length of Elizabeth's reign and influence means that she means a lot to a lot of people in the territory.
Very sad because it's the only queen that we have known. That people who have been born from the middle of the last century to now, she's been the only one there. She's been steadfast and somebody that we've got to look up and admire. Very sad. We now have a new king, and we've got to support him and ensure that he'll be just as good with Gibraltar as his mother has been.
In Kenya, the tour guide of Treetops Lodge, where Elizabeth was in 1952 when she found out she descended to the throne, has paid his respects by lighting a candle in her honour. He's acutely aware of the historic role of his place of employment.
I was very sad to learn that Queen Elizabeth II have died. I'll take this opportunity to send my sincere condolences to the family of Queen Elizabeth and the royal family, because Queen Elizabeth with Treetop have got a long history, because this is where she visited for the first time in 1952, and this is where she learned that her father have died. So she made Treetop to be known all over the world, and most people come here to see where the Queen slept in 1952.
Not everyone in Kenya is as wholly complimentary. 1952 was the year the Mau Mau Rebellion against British colonial rule in Kenya started, a rebellion that was brutally crushed. 98-year-old Gitu Wa Kahangeri is the Mau Mau Association Secretary General. He says the British Empire was guilty of many grave sins. But he also makes the distinction between the empire she once headed and Elizabeth as an individual.
Their empire has gone down and down and down because they did in the past do many bad things to the people of the world. But we are mourning Queen. Because Queen is a person, a human being.
In Jamaica, the national flag has been lowered as a mark of respect. But ill will over the empire in this former British outpost also remains. The current Prime Minister, Andrew Holness, has previously said transitioning to a republic is a priority for his government. A member of the Reparation Council of Jamaica, Bert Samuels, says Elizabeth's institution is a reminder of bad times.
This Commonwealth of Nations, that wealth belongs to England. That wealth is something we never shared in. So for us in Jamaica, the monarchy is a harsh reminder for unfortunate past.
In Canada, much like Jamaica, the British sovereign is also still head of state. Elizabeth made 22 visits to Canada during her reign, more than any other country outside the United Kingdom. And regard for her runs deep. In the national capital, Ottawa, resident Andrea Rice says Elizabeth's death is a time for both grief in the present and hope for the future of the monarchy.
It was horrible. I was crying. People I was phoning was crying. We've lost our matriarch. I hope it only her memory only emboldens the entire institution.
Flowers and candles have also appeared in tribute everywhere from the Czech Republic to Colombia to the United States, as people acknowledge a unique moment in history. Sunila Wasti, SBS News.